This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's January 21st, 2008, and today's entry is Why I Need to Slow Down. When I look down, what I see extending from the cuff of my sweater up to its elbow is a thick and dripping smear of fabric glue. "Focaccia," I say, only I skip the second two syllables, and Ben says, "What is it, Mama?" The kids have been watching me wrestle with a craft project for work, trying to determine if gluing could work just as well as sewing to turn a pair of old corduroys into a doll. Right now, if I were a billboard, I would have one word on me, and that word would be no. Sometimes I make terrible choices, and this is one of them. Michael's working, and the kids and I have just enjoyed a lovely dinner together, complete with candlelight and squash soup and fresh gingerbread, relaxed conversation. And then it seems I thought to myself, in the 1 minute before bedtime, why don't I cover every square inch of the house in fabric glue? The setting I'm on is fast forward, even though my poor kids are still on play. It's multitasking at its worst. I'm so certain I can figure this out quickly that I don't really get set up the right way. For example, I don't make sure the kids are busy with something, or cover the coffee table with newspaper, or have a roll of paper towels handy. It's the way I was as a graduate student, when I'd count on getting in and out of the library with the books I needed in only a minute or two, and so, hours of research later, I'd still be wearing my coat and peeing in my pants and digesting my own esophagus because I couldn't commit to being there. It would be so much smarter to get the kids to bed and then relax over the project with a glass of wine. Alas. "It's this," I say now, and hold up my gluey sleeve to show him. "Honey, could you please grab me a paper towel?" Ben skips off to help, and Bertie says consolingly, "Well, Mama, at least it's fabric glue, and luckily your sweater is fabric." Good point. I try to wipe off the sweater, then dart into the kitchen to run it under water, then return with my sopping sleeve bunched up around my elbow. "Do you maybe want to take your sweater off?" Ben counsels sagely, and I shake my head. Why model meticulous workmanship and healthy self-care when you can bend frantically over a sloppy project in your soaked and gluey clothing? I'm Jack Nicholson in The Shining, if what he did for a living was develop children's craft projects. The remake potential strikes me suddenly as hilarious. Jack Nicholson with the scary teeth and psychotic eyebrows, hunched over a fleece applique of a ladybug. Almost before I've sat all the way down, I drag my other sleeve through the glue. I could cry. "Mama," Ben says. "Mama, Daddy says we're going to put this rocking chair in the basement." I see now that I've also succeeded in gluing the corduroy to the coffee table. "But Mama, I like this rocking chair. I like rocking in it." I've now glued a spool of ribbon to the cuff of my sweater. I'm the glue version of Edward Scissorhands. "Mama, I want to keep this chair in the living room." I jerk my head up to face him. "Ben," I say, not patiently, "this is the wrong moment to pick an imaginary argument with me. I think you're really old enough to see that." Ben's face falls, and Bertie puts a little hand on his shoulder. "Mama," she says gently, "I don't think it's nice to tell other people how to do things." And I so totally miss the beautiful and amazing forest of this moment for its trees, for the way the trees need pruning or didn't grow the right kind of pie apples that I snap at them both. "Everybody stop arguing with me," I say. "Go clean up the pretend kitchen and then we'll get ready for bed." Suffice it to say that what follows is tears and the capping of the glue, the drying of my hands on a dish towel so that I can gather up these poor, helpful, neglected children, so that I can apologize to them for speaking sharply, to Ben for expecting him to be more grown up than his 8 years. We lie in bed in a heap of sniffling relief, theirs, and choking regret, mine, and I say to Bertie, "That was so brave of you to stick up for Ben." She furrows her eyebrows. "What?" she says. And I say, "When you said it wasn't nice to tell people how to do things." "Yeah," Ben says, "that really was brave, Bertie." Bertie's brows are still furrowed, and then her face lights up. "Oh," she says, "I meant the gluing. I meant that if you wanted to sew that doll, they shouldn't have told you to glue it." Mama and I had an argument tonight, Ben writes in his journal, then crosses it out and writes, Mama got mad at us tonight. I transcribe for Birdie into her own journal. Mama didn't understand what I meant and spoke sharply to us. I write in my own journal, glue night. That will be more than enough to remind me.